It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
And good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Subway pregame show. Paul Ramo for Q92 Sports. We have Section 3A boys basketball for you tonight. I'm out here at the Eagles Nest. Waccapaw Valley is hosting the Canby Lancers in the first round of Section 3A. The Waccapaw Valley Eagles, they got seeded eighth in the north half. And the Lancers seeded ninth. Canby comes in with a record of 6 wins and 17 losses. The Eagles are 3-23. And so both teams are on the floor here. The winner moves on. We'll play Super Saturday in Montevideo. And the loser packs it up for the season. So everything on the line tonight. The other play-in game is happening at Lakeview High School tonight. Lakeview, the 7th seed, is hosting the 10th seeded Yellow Medicine East Sting. And the winner of that game of between Lakeview and Yellow Medicine East tonight, they get number 2 seeded Dawson Boyd on Saturday in Montevideo at 2:30. And you'll hear that basketball game right here on Q92 for sure. So we've got a lot of section basketball coming up here on Q92 starting tonight. And the Eagles are out. They beat Canby earlier in the season at home here by about 10 points. And both teams not what they want for wins and losses, but they play hard. They have some good athletes, some good basketball players. And we'll see what happens tonight. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. First, for the visiting Canby Lancers. Number 1, Will Abrahamson. Abrahamson's a 6'1" junior. Number 3, Hunter Kack. Kack is a 5'9" sophomore. Number 4, Chase Rangard. Rangard is a 6'2" junior. Number 13, Owen Peterson. Peterson's 6'2" and a sophomore. And number 14, Matthew Zitzman, a 6' sophomore. The head coach is Ryan Lowham. Assisted A.J. Weineke and Doug Hansen. And as you can see, Coach Lowham has a very young team. He starts three sophomores and 2 juniors. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Canby Lancers. For the Waccapaw Valley Eagles, as I mentioned, a record of 3 wins and 23 losses. Number 1, Thomas Emmis. Thomas is a 5'11 junior. Number 2, Grant Bierke. Grant is a 6'1 junior. Number 10, Tanner Tilbury. Tilbury's 6'4 and a sophomore. Number 11, Nolan Smith, a 6'3 senior. And number 15, a ninth grader, 6'1 Griffin Kranz. So we got Kranz, Smith, Tilbury, Bierke, and Emmis. Your starting 5 for the Eagles. Their head coach is Joel Voorhees. Their assistant coaches are John Redepenny and Bentley Voigt. And we want to thank Tony Arata, your State Farm Insurance agent in Canby and Madison, for sponsoring the State Farm starting lineups for all the sports and all season long here on Q92. As I mentioned, the winners of these 2 games tonight, they will play in Montevideo on Saturday. There's going to be 4 games played in Montevideo on Saturday. It's going to start at 11 o'clock. Number 1 seed, Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays, they await the winner of this game, as I mentioned earlier, between Canby and Waccapaw Valley. That game will tip off in Montevideo on Saturday at 11 o'clock. The 12:30 game is the 4 and 5 seeds, usually the better games of the 10 of the 4 games. Renville County West, the 4 seed, taking on McRae, the 5th seed. And that's at 12:30. 2:30 game is the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. They are the defending section champions and state champions. Blackjacks have a record of 20-5, and they're awaiting the winner of Lakeview and Yellow Medicine East tonight. That game's at 2:30 Saturday afternoon. Then the last game, scheduled to start around 4 o'clock, the 3 and 6 seeds, Wabasso, the 3rd seed, taking on the Minneota Vikings, the 6th seed. So that's your Section 3A North bracket. And we'll talk about the South bracket during Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. State wrestling is going on down at the Grand Casino Arena in St. Paul. Dick Newman gave a report earlier today, or this afternoon. And the three United wrestlers, Ben Gunlickson and Eli Olson, had first-round pins. Cam Sather lost his first round, but they all three will wrestle tomorrow morning. Dick will be calling in some reports tomorrow sometime on state wrestling. And congratulations, speaking of state wrestling, congratulations to the Minneota Viking wrestling team. They placed 4th in the state. They lost a heartbreaker this afternoon to Jackson County Central. I watched a little bit of that match at the end there. That was pretty exciting wrestling, but Vikings almost pulled it out there for 3rd place. But they got 4th place. Nothing to hang your head about there. Minneota Vikings, 4th place in team wrestling. All right. Well, as I mentioned, tonight we'll have this game. Tomorrow night I'll be in Granite Falls for the Section 3A North Girls Basketball Championship. We follow the championships all the way to Marshall. But this game is being played in Granite Falls tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. It's Central Minnesota Christian and McRae. And that is going to be a dandy of a basketball game. You won't want to miss that. Tip-off's at 7 o'clock, and you'll hear that basketball game from Yellow Medicine East High School tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Well, that wraps up our Subway pregame show here at La Capal Valley High School. We'll take a couple-minute break as they play the national anthem and introduce the players, and then we'll come back. Everything's on the line. You win tonight, you move on, you lose, you're done. It's Camby and La Capal Valley coming up here in a little bit.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time, right here on Q92. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area businesses, including American Surplus in Montevideo, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Dawson Truck Parts, Dawson Tire Company, Olson Dray Service, Ludvigson Tiling, Tofty Auto and Sales, Gruel Electric, Cliff Wiesman Incorporated, Independent Oil Company in Canby, Kettit's Chiropractic Center, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Frontossel Seeds, Pete's Electric Motor, Dr. Tom Hanson, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Ag Plus Cooperative, Appleton Dental Clinic, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, House of Spirits in Appleton. Section Sports brought to you by Leary's Refrigeration and Heating, Minneota Building Center, Madison Healthcare Services, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Greater Community Credit Union, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, CCM Health in Montevideo, KB's Bar and Grill, Gislason's Hardware, Klein Insurance, NB Golf Cars, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Sather Building Supplies, Larson Tiling Incorporated. Section Sports brought to you by the Dawson Dairy Queen, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Jim's Market, Heather Nursery, Lean Lumber, Prince Bank, Jenny O Turkey Store, Cargill, United Prairie Bank, UFP Minneota, our premier sponsor, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Purus, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Section Sports brought to you by Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, the Strand Agency, Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated, Hoover Law Office in Dawson, Haugen Insurance Agency, Haas Seeds, B. Johnson Electric, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Canby Farmers Grain, Edward Jones and Company, Chris Brzezinski for House, Countryside Auto, Farmers Union Oil Company. Section Sports brought to you by Hilltop Bar and Grill in Dawson, First Security Bank of Canby, Appleton Area Health,
Wow Auto Wash, The Dryer Doctors, Tenson Marine, City Hall Bar and Grill, Culligan, Volkslager Concrete, Warren Triggestead Seeds, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Doug Service and Marine, Miller Services Incorporated, Ryan Smith Seeds, Woodstock Telephone Company, Chucks and Sports brought to you by Johnson Memorial Health Services, Prairie Sun Bank, State Bank of Taunton, B&B Electrical Contractors, Erickson Chevrolet and Dawson, Myers Electric and Infrared, Larson Brothers Concrete, Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP, Madison Bottling Company, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Canby Meat Center, and Hometown Kitchen and Bath. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage on Q92. Are you looking for top-notch health care services with a personal touch? Look no further than Madison Healthcare Services, this area's trusted partner in health. At Madison Healthcare Services, their primary care clinic is dedicated to keeping you and your family in the best of health. Their experienced staff of providers is here to deliver comprehensive care tailored just for you. Need specialized care? They've got you covered. Their specialty providers offer expert consultations and treatments to address your unique health needs. And for those who prefer the comfort of home, their home care service brings quality health care to your doorstep because they believe everyone deserves the highest level of care wherever they are. If you or your loved one is considering assisted living or long-term care, Madison Healthcare Services is the place to be. Their state-of-the-art facilities are designed with your comfort and well-being in mind. Madison Healthcare Services, where your health is their priority. For information or to schedule your appointment, call 320-598-7551. Madison Healthcare Services, caring for you close to home.
Welcome back to La Caparra Valley High School, everyone. Paul Ramel here for 292 Sports. We got section playoffs for you here tonight. And it's La Caparra Valley hosting the Canby Lancers. Bart Hill doing the PA announcer. He should have a headset with me tonight. Bart will be joining me for the rest of the section tournaments here on the radio. He does a great job on the PA, too, here at La Caparra Valley. Ryan Stoltzberry, one of the referees tonight. Just talked to Ryan over in Dawson this morning. It's National FFA Week, and I was over there interviewing some FFA students at Dawson Boyd High School. Did La Caparra Valley the other day, and I'll be over in Canby tomorrow at the high school. Talking with some Canby FFA students. All right, 18 minutes up on the scoreboard. Here we go, Eagles and the Lancers. It's playoff time in boys basketball, and the opening tip-off belongs with the Lancers. They go down low and picked off right away by Nolan Smith, the senior. Nolan Smith over to Tanner Tilbury. Looks like man-to-man defense. The Eagles go down low. Smith puts up a long three, nothing but net for Nolan Smith. A three-pointer for Nolan to start the game. How about that? Canby in their white jerseys. Owen Peterson, here's a three-point shot from the corner, and that's good by Chase Rangard. Wow, what a way to start the game. Back-to-back threes, one by Smith and the other by Rangard. 3-3, tied up. They go down low to Tilbury, kicks it out to Emmis, and it was knocked out of bounds there by Canby's sophomore, Hunter Kapp. Glad you're tuning in to Q92 tonight for boys basketball playoffs. Eagles lob it in. Bjerke lobs it in to Tilbury. Tilbury, 6'4", I think he traveled, and he did. Traveling call there. And a turnover for La Caparra Valley. And that's what the Eagles got to stay away from. Is turnovers. That's their Achilles heel all season long. Canby with the ball. The Eagles being patient here. And defensively, they're man-to-man. Canby's number 13 drives to the basket. Lays it up off the rim. No good. That was Owen Peterson. And it's a fast break for La Caparra Valley. Tilbury goes in for the layup. And the Eagles take the lead 5-3. La Caparra Valley beat Canby 77-68 here at La Caparra Valley back on January 13th. The only time they've met. Oh, wide open underneath. Oh, and he missed the shot. Hunter Tack, but Cammy gets the rebound. And here's Will Abrahamson. He runs in the Griffin Clans. A lot of physical going on right now. Now the ball's out of bounds. Well, that got the crowd into it. Hey, the Rockefeller Valley student section, they're here in big numbers tonight, and it's a blackout. Everybody's dressed in black. I'm dressed in black. I didn't even get the memo. The foul was on Grant Bjerke, and going to the free throw line for Camby is Owen Peterson. Camby down by 2 points early here, just about played 2 minutes of the game. And Owen Peterson, a sophomore, is at the free throw line for Camby. And his free throw is good. It's 5-4. Now Peterson can tie it up with his second free throw. Taking his time here. And the ball's in the air and hits the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Tilbury. Smith on the baseline. 1 point lead for Lacapal Valley. Griffin Kranz. Smith in the paint, jump shot, Shen, that rolls in. Nolan Smith with 5 points. He's got 5 of the 7. There's a little pressure put on, and full court pressure, and a turnover by Camby. And here's Nolan Smith again, and he scores again. So it's a full court press here put on by Coach Joe Voorhees. It's 9-4. Camby trying to break that press. Now they do. And they get it all alone underneath and blocked by Tilbury, but he's going to be whistled for a foul. Wide open underneath the Camby basket was Will Abrahamson. He made the catch and he's going to go up. And Tilbury hacked him pretty good. And the free throw, that's Chase Rangard. Chase Rangard with the free throw. He's got 4 points. He'll get a second free throw here. Chase Rangard. And the second free throw is off the mark, and it goes, oh, last touch by Nolan Smith. So Canby will get the basketball underneath their own basket. Down by 4. Lance is looking to inbound it underneath the basket. They get it in. Here's Rangard going to the basket. Smith blocks it from behind. Canby will keep possession. Down 9-5. And they inbound it to Abrahamson. He's driving baseline. Good defense by Tilbury. Out to Rangard. Rangard kicks it in the corner to Zipman. And now it's knocked away by Thomas Emmis, but Camby gets the ball back. Shot clock violation. Camby didn't get the shot off in time. 35-second shot clock expired. Now Lacapal Valley, you know, playoff basketball is just different. It just feels different here in the gym when it's section playoffs. Here's Griffin Kranz to Nolan Smith. Smith for 3, and he pops another one. Nolan Smith starting out the game with 2 3-pointers, a couple of buckets. He has 10 of the 12 points. Camby's Owen Peterson goes to the basket and missed it. Camby keeps possession. Now Thomas Emmis kicks the ball. 12-5. How about Nolan Smith? Camby will inbound the ball. Down 12-5. They get it in. Now in the corner. Here's Rangard. Kicks it in the corner to number 3, Hunter Kack. Hunter's just a sophomore. Lacapal students making a lot of noise. Here's a crossover dribble by Owen. Goes down low, loses the ball. Griffin Kranz picks it up. Leads Tilbury on a fast break. Tanner goes up, and he wanted a foul. Now Thomas Emmis steals the ball. Thomas down to Tilbury. Tilbury scores. What a play by Thomas Emmis. A beautiful steal by Emmis, and then he assisted. And, oh, Rangard quiets the Lacapal crowd with another three-pointer. My goodness. They go down the other end, and Tilbury is fouled. I can't even look down at my scorebook. I'm going to miss something. The action is up and down the floor. It's fast-paced. And that foul was on Chase Rangard and Tanner Tilbury. the sophomore. 6'4" he is. He's at the line. Free throw's good. 5 points for Tilbury. Substitutes already for Canby, number two in, Casey Hoyland, and number five, Lane Housechild. Second free throw for Tilbury. 15-7 is the score. Now it's 15-8. They messed up on the scoreboard there. I don't think that's right. Emmis another steal. He knocked the ball away. They got 16-7 on the... maybe that is right. 16-7. Okay, we'll go with that. 16-7. Occupal Valley leading Canby. Canby with the basketball. They throw it all the way across the court. Here's Abrahamson, kicks it out. Here's a three-point shot on its way, and that's no good. Rebounded there by Nolan Smith. Smith over to Kranz. Griffin, a jump shot from the free throw line, hit the front of the rim. No good. Tilbury with the rebound and put back. That won't go. Still fighting for the rebound. Canby comes up with it. Abrahamson quickly down the floor, stolen by Smith. Smith going to take it himself to the basket. Scores. What a first half for Nolan Smith. The steal and the layup. 12 points for Smith. 18-7, Lacapal Valley. Canby goes down low. No good. Rebounded by Tilbury. Here's Emmis. Thomas. Up to Griffin Kranz. Griffin, ninth grader, drives to the basket. He's fouled and knocked to the floor. So Griffin Kranz, number 15, is a 6'1" freshman at the line. 18-7 is your score. Coach Lawham pleading with the referee about something. Here's the free throw by Griffin. It's no good. Substitute coming in. Grant Bierke comes out. And Gavin Tasto in. Gavin Tasto is a sophomore. Kranz free throw is good. That's Griffin's first points of the game. And it's 19-7, Lacapal Valley. 12:40 to play in the first half. Paul Ramo here at Lacapal Valley High School. Abrahamson. Try to go to the basket. Good defense by Tilbury. Now Canby swings it in the corner to Chase Rangard. Guard down low to number two, Hunter Hoyland. And it was blocked, but a foul on Lacapal Valley. And number two, Casey Hoyland, the senior, goes to the line. Let's see who that foul was on. It's on Nolan Smith, number 11 for the Eagles. So Canby at the free throw line. Hoyland's free throw rattles in and out. No good. Score remains Lacapal Valley 19, Canby 7. Second free throw by Hoyland. On its way, and it rattles in for Hoyland. Here's Smith for three again. He missed that one. A rare miss here for Nolan Smith. Hoyland with the basketball. Cross court to Abrahamson. He's got an opening. He goes to the basket and lays it up and in. Will Abrahamson with his first point. 19-10. Emmis kicks it out. Here's Tasto for three. That's no good. Hit the back of the iron. Big rebound for Griffin. And he's hammered to the floor. Griffin. Grand. So Griffin's back at the free throw line. Griffin's back at the free throw line. His team's leading by nine. And Kranz's free throw is good. Thomas Emmis comes out. In is Aaron Bond, a ninth grader. Some young players on these varsity teams for Canby and Lacapal Valley. Second free throw for Griffin Kranz. That's nothing but net. When it's this nice, I'm sure Griffin Kranz would want to be out on the golf course. He's a tremendous golfer. But he's worried, thinking about basketball right now. 21-10. Eagles lead the Canby Lancers. Chase Rangard in the Hoyland in the paint. He lost the ball And it's picked up by Smith. He throws it up to Tilbury. Fast break. Oh, what a block by Cammy's number four, Chase Rangard. Oh, what a block. A lot of contact there. Peterson puts up a short jumper. No good. Tilbury. Now, Chase Rangard knocks the ball away. We got the ball flying all over the place. Nobody wants it. And Hoyland will finally pick it up at midcourt for Canby. Boy, what a block there by Rangard. Wow. Aaron Bond knocks the ball out of Canby's Hunter Cax hand, and it goes out of bounds right in front of the Eagle bench. 21-10 is your score. Eagles lead with 11:05 to play in the first half. Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up in exactly 11 minutes, the scoreboard says. Canby down. Here's a long three-pointer by number 21, Brunholz. No good. And shot up. Blocked by Castro. Excuse me, that was Owen Peterson with the basketball. And Tasto's going to, no foul, just a block. What a block by Tasto. Canby inbounds it. Eagles get, Tasto knocked the ball away. Eagles get the ball. There's Kranz, double teamed. The Tilbury at the top of the key. Tasto puts up a three. Rolls around the rim. No good. Rebounded by Canby. Here's Owen Peterson. Down low to Hoyland. Nice play. They score. That was a really nice play. Hoyland gets the basket. 21-12. And now Griffin Kranz tried to pass the ball to Aaron Bond and went off the foot of Hunter Tack. And we got a timeout on the floor. So it's a timeout on the floor with 10:16 to go in the first half. It's Lockapaw Valley 21, Canby 12. You're listening to Section 3A Boys Basketball right here on Q92.
Acira, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Cooperative, is proud to sponsor Minnesota high school tournaments on Q92. The team at Acira knows it takes hard work and dedication to win any game. That's why they work hard to keep members updated, offering local commitment and global solutions. Good luck to all the student athletes.
We're back. 21-12. Eagles lead the Lancers. Timeout. It's a full timeout for Canby. Boy, Nolan Smith's the story so far in the first half for the Eagles. He has 12 points. He had a couple three-pointers that really gets the Eagles student section going. 10 minutes, 16 seconds to go here in the first half. Timeout's over by Canby. Eagles coming back on the floor as well. The winner of this game will play at 11 o'clock Saturday morning against the number one seeded Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays. And let me tell you, I've seen the Blue Jays a couple times this year. They're good. All right, Canby with the basketball. They inbound it. Here's Will Abrahamson bringing the ball up the floor, kicks it out to Hunter Tack. Tack with a three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Tilbury. Over to Tasco. Tasco up the floor to Grant Bierke. Back out to Smith. Smith to Aaron Bond. Back to Smith. Nolan throws it in the corner to Tilbury. To Bond. Bond wanted to pull the trigger. No good. Throws it down. The ball's loose in the paint. Picked up by Canby. A turnover for Lockapaw Valley. Hunter Tack hands the ball over to Owen Peterson. 21-12 Eagles. Here's Tack. Nice move. Tack goes in the paint, and he's fouled, and he'll shoot two. Hunter Tack will go to the free throw line. Hunter is a 5'9" sophomore. And Hunter will get the ball from the referee. Nice crowd on hand here for a Thursday evening. A lot of Canby fans making the trip over, and Hunter's free throw is missed. No good. Score remains 21-12 Eagles. Second free throw coming from number three, Hunter Tack. And that rattled in and out. No good. Big rebound there by Tasco. Up to Smith. Smith loses the ball. And the Lancers come away with it. Here's Owen Peterson at midcourt. Vaughn almost stole the ball. No, Vaughn knocked the ball away. Boy, Aaron Vaughn. Boy, is he quick. Aaron Vaughn of the Eagles. He's a ninth grader. He is quick. Abrahamson will inbound the ball right in front of the locker ball student section. Gets it in play. Number 13 with the ball. This is Owen Peterson, the Hoyland. Back to Abrahamson. Spin move in the paint. And he is fouled, I think, by Tilbury. Boy, we haven't scored a point here for maybe over a minute. And Tammy back at the free throw line. Will Abrahamson's free throw is no good. Thomas Emmis comes back in for Bjerke. And Will Abrahamson back at the line. Tammy only has two seniors on the roster. And Abrahamson's free throw is good. He's got 3 points. Here's the Eagles, Nolan Smith. Over to Bond. Bond back to Nolan. Nolan trying to go drive the baseline. Now Thomas Emmis with the ball. Here's Tassel for three, and that's off the back iron. No good. Big rebound there for Abrahamson. And Will brings up the floor. Now Tassel steals the ball. Tassel with the basketball for La Caprile Valley. Here come the Eagles. And Camby got a hand on it. Zitzman knocks it away, and Camby gets the ball back. They try to shuffle it down. Nolan Smith saves the ball from going out of bounds. Throws it right to Bond, to Thomas Emmis. Emmis going to the basket, lays it up, no good. And rebounded by Camby. We're going the other way. Hoyland's going to take it and kicks it in the corner. Here's a three-point shot from deep in the corner by Peterson, no good. And we got a whistle going for the rebound, stopping the clock with 8:04 to play in the first half. 21-13, La Caprile Valley. Nolan Smith comes out of the game. Griffin Kranz back in for the Eagles. Smith leads everybody in scoring with 12 points. He's on the bench now. There's Aaron Bond. Behind the back dribble for the ninth grader as he's bringing the ball up the floor. Down low to Tilbury. Tilbury muscles his way to the basket and scores. 8 points for Tilbury. And it's a 10-point lead for La Caprile Valley. 23-13. 7:42 to play before halftime. Tammy drives to the basket and Tassel takes the ball out of Peterson's hands. Tassel going in for the layup. He's fouled. Wow, what a defensive play there by the sophomore, Gavin Tassel. Just took the ball right out of the hands of Peterson. Then he went coast to coast. And he went up, laid it up in foul on Hostchild, I believe. Now the referee's going to meet together here and see who the foul is on. Five. Oh, they're going to change the foul. Yeah, the Hostchild with the foul. So Tassel at the free throw line for La Caprile Valley. His free throw's on its way, and it's good. That's Gavin's first point of the game. Back in for Canby is Chase Rangard. Second free throw for number five, Gavin Tassel. And it's good. Good free throw shooting there by Tassel. Puts the Eagles up 25-13. Here come the Camby Lancers across midcourt. Peterson to Hoyland. Now to Kack. And Kack Tilbury steals the ball. Tanner going in for layup, scores. 10 points for Tanner Tilbury with the steal. And it's 27-13. La Caprile Valley. 7 minutes to play. Shot up underneath the Camby basket, number 14, Zitzman, with his first basket. 27-15. Here's Griffin Kranz. Left wing to Tassel. The future looks bright for La Caprile Valley. A lot of young players getting varsity. Here's Griffin Kranz for three, and it's off the rim. Tilbury with the rebound and put back. Tanner Tilbury used all 6'4" of his frame. Muscles and missed the initial shot, got his rebound, put it up and in. 29-15 Eagles. Oh, look at that play by Owen Peterson. Goes to the basket and puts it up, lays it up. Nice shifty move by Peterson. Now Castle tried to hit Griffin Kranz in the corner, but Kranz is already breaking to the basket, and it went over his head, out of bounds, turnover. 29-17 is the score. Eagles lead. 6:10 to play here in the first half. Paul Ramo out here at Lockefall Valley High School. Tamby with the possession. Here's Abrahamson by the free throw line. Over to number 11, Napkin. Napkin drives to the basket, drops it off to number 14, Zitzman. His shot is no good. And Thomas Emmis grabbed the rebound, and I think he was fouled. He was by number 14, Matthew Zitzman. That's Zitzman's first personal foul. So the Eagles bring the ball up the floor. They have a 29-17 lead on the Camby Lancers Section 3A Boys Basketball Playoffs. Vaughn in the corner. Now the Grams, Griffin. Bounces at the Smith. He breaks to the basket. What an assist by Griffin Kranz and Nolan Smith. Beautiful backdoor there. Beautiful assist by Kranz. Smith finishes it. 31-17 Eagles. 5:18 to go in the first half. Boy, Abrahamson in the paint. Lays it up off the glass. Boy, is he athletic. Will Abrahamson. Eagles on a quick break down the floor. Smith loses the ball. No, his last touch by a Lancer. Tilbury's coming in for Castle. Pretty physical first half between these two teams. Eagles, Aaron Bond lobs it in to Tilbury. Tilbury, oh, throws it right through the hands of Bond. Turnover there by the Eagles. Under 5 minutes now here to play in the first half. 31-19 Eagles. Camby's number 13, Owen Peterson with the ball. The number one, Will Abrahamson. Emmis guarding Abrahamson. Here's Rangard. And Bond steals the ball. A Bond to Thomas Emmis. He lost the ball. The ball still loose. Finally picked up by Camby. This is Peterson. He's going to go all the way to the basket. Lays it up and in. Owen Peterson with 5 points. Now a football pass all the way down the floor to Thomas Emmis. Emmis caught the ball and he was almost tackled. Didn't see who threw that bullet of a pass. But Thomas Emmis, a junior, will go to the free throw line for Lockefall Valley. And Thomas looks up at the scoreboard, sees they're ahead by 10, 31 to 21. Thomas has the basketball. Here's Emmis' free throw, and it's good. And Emmis gets on the scoreboard. Nice scoreboard here at Lockefall Valley. And Thomas Emmis will get a second free throw. Good basketball player. Like a shoot. Free throw's no good. Then Thomas steals, knocks the ball away. Oh, he's going to be whistled for a foul. Boy, that looked clean. Thomas thought so, too. They're going to call a foul on Emmis. Boy, he just slapped the ball out of a Lancer hand, and looked like he got all ball, but I'm not wearing the referee shirt, so. Camby down 32-21, 4:20 to play. Lancers. Camby with a shot put up there by number 11. That's off the mark. That was Napkin. Now a fumble at the free throw line, and we got bodies on the floor. Tilbury and Owen Peterson. And they're going to call a foul on Tilbury. And Tilbury's pleading his case to the referee. Now Joel Voorhees pleading his case to the referee. And number 13, Owen Peterson, will go to the free throw line. His team's down 32-21. Free throws up, and it's no good. Rebounded by Thomason. He loses the ball, and Thomas Emmis is fouled, going for the rebound. Boy, a lot of whistles here in the last couple minutes. And we'll go down the other end. Eighth team foul on the Lancers. We'll go down the other end, and Thomas Emmis will go back to the free throw line for the Eagles. It's National FFA Week. I'll be over at Canby High School tomorrow about 12:30. I think they're having some kind of pie in the face fundraiser or something like that. Sounds fun. Can't wait. Here's Thomas Emmis' free throw, and that's good. Thomas will get a third free throw. He's always got a smile on his face, Thomas Emmis. He gets the ball from the referee, takes a deep breath, and then nothing but net. Good free throw shooting there for Thomas Emmis. 3 points, all from the free throw line for Emmis. 34-21, and Aaron Bond tried to steal the ball, and he ran right into Hoyland. Aaron's quick, but he was a little behind that one. And number two, Casey Hoyland, a senior, one of the two seniors on this team, at the line. Free throws up, no good. Oh, rebounded. Nobody boxed out Abrahamson, and he scored. He grabbed the rebound off the missed free throw. And that's a no-no if you're a Lacapro Valley coach. Here's Tasso at the top of the key. Griffin, Kranz, goes to the baseline, lays it up. Oh, they're going to call offensive charge on Griffin Kranz. And that brings the Canby fans applauding. Joe Voorhees, a what? Griffin got the ball, and then he started to drive baseline. Didn't see who took the charge for Canby, but he held his ground, and his offensive charge called. So Canby with the ball. They're down 34-23. 3:30 to play. Hoyland. Over to number 13, Peterson. Down low to Abrahamson, and it's off Abrahamson, and it'll be Lacapro basketball. Well, Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show coming up. Talk about state wrestling, and we'll talk preview the girls' tournament tomorrow. And look at Saturday's game. Tasso, how did he shoot that underhanded? Gavin Tasso looked like he was going to do a jump shot, and he changed it and went underhanded, like an underhanded layup. Wow. 36-23, Eagles. And a block by Tasso out of bounds, and it's left touch there by Owen Peterson. Oh, what a play by Tasso on the block. That brings the Lacapro bench to their feet. Eagles with the ball. Kranz at midcourt. Kicks it in the corner to Tasso for three, and that's no good. Rebounded by Hunter Tack. Here's Hoyland going in for layup. He missed it. Thomas Emmis has got the rebound. He's going the other way. We got a track meet right now. Emmis wide open, goes to the basket. Scores! Thomas Emmis! What a play by Thomas. My goodness. On the defensive end, he found an opening, went to the basket, kissed it off the glass. 38-23. And now the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Canby ball. Landon Thubson comes in. He's a sophomore. Oh, what a play by Thomas Emmis. That was fun to watch. Abrahamson inbound, and he's fouled either by Tasso or Kranz. 2 minutes and 13 seconds left on the clock here in the first half. The Eagles have a commanding 38-23 lead. The winner of this game will play Saturday in Montevideo at 11 o'clock. Abrahamson's free throw is good. Number three, Caden Stender comes into the game for Lacapro Valley. Kranz comes out. Second free throw by Abrahamson. That's no good. Rebounded by Tassel. Tassel throws it up to Thomas Emmis. Thomas in the corner to Bond. Tassel for three. No. Rebounded by Camby's number 13, Owen Peterson. He throws it up to the best. Too far, and it'll go out of bounds. Turnover, Lancer. And the Eagles will get the ball with a minute 57 to play. 38-24 is your score. Eagles with the lead. Bond across midcourt to Thomas Emmis. Thomas bounces it to Nolan Smith. Smith for three. Nothing but net from the corner for Nolan Smith. He's got 17 points here in the first half for the Eagles. 41-24, La Capral Valley. Smith was deep in the corner there. And it was nothing but net. And, oh, what a nice move by Landon Thugson, who just came into the game for Camby. He scores underneath the Lancer basket. Tassel. Thomas Emmis drives baseline. Kicks it over to Bond. Here's Smith for three again. That's off the front of the rim. No good. Thomas Emmis comes in and it fouls a Lancer, Owen Peterson. Well, when you're feeling it, Nolan, just keep shooting. But that one was just a little off the mark. 41-26 Eagles. And we'll go down to the other end and shoot some free throws. Camby's Owen Peterson, 6'2" sophomore, at the free throw line. He has the basketball, and the free throw's good. That's 6 points. Hoyland comes back into the game for Camby. 1:07 to play. Second free throw for Peterson. Nothing but net. Here's the Eagles. Oh, they throw it quickly up the floor to Thomas. Thomas shoots, and oh, he doesn't get it to go. Thomas wanted a foul, no whistle. Here's Hoyland going the other way. Here's Rangard for three off the back iron, no good. Rebounded by Camby's number three, Cack. Hunter Cack with the rebound. Kick it in the corner to Chase Rangard. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Camby goes to the basket and scoring is Owen Peterson. He's led Camby in scoring, I think, a lot this year. 30 seconds to play. 27 on the shot clock. Eagles with an 11-point lead. They're going to go for the last shot here. A two-second difference. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Thomas out at midcourt. Thomas trying to direct traffic. 10 seconds. Now to Bond. Bond from the free throw line puts up the shot, and Bond scores his first basket. Here's Camby with 3 seconds to go. Baseline jumper. Good. That was just a two-pointer by number four, Chase Rangard, to end the half. And good first half of basketball. Entertaining, that's for sure. And La Capral Valley has a 43-32 lead on the Camby Lancers here at the half. We'll take a couple-minute break, come back with the Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show right after these words from our fine sponsors.
I can go pretty far in my new truck, but I didn't have to go far to pick up my new truck loan. My credit union is local, so instead of a lot of fast talk, I got a loan that's just as fast as my truck. If you need to pick up a truck loan, stop by and talk to my credit union.
Greater Community Credit Union, a better way to bank. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at greaterccu.com.
When you're a farmer, water can be a blessing or a curse. Expected rain? Good. Water in your engines? Bad. What do I trust to fuel my equipment? Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel that keeps contaminants from clogging filters, ruining fuel injectors, and tanking fuel efficiency better than any formula that's come before. Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Available at La Capral Co-op, located in Madison and Dawson. Let us be your partner in agriculture.
At CCM Health, we're more than a hospital. We are a community of caregivers, from our surgeons, physicians, and nurses to any employee you may see when visiting us. We are working together to provide the absolute best care so you can focus on what really matters. From annual checkups and wellness visits to diagnosis, specialized treatment, and recovery, your health is our number one priority. At CCM Health, our goal is to keep you healthy, happy, and ready for the next stage. CCM Health. Live your life.
It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
Monica, Easter's coming up.
It sure is, Paul Ramo. Whether you're getting ready for Easter or a vacation or staycation, Monica has it all. Whether you're looking for a cute dress for Easter, whether you're looking for a cute travel outfit, or a cozy jog suit to stay home in, Monica's has it all. From shoes to boots to skirts to dresses to pants to jackets to jeans, you name it, I got it. Shop Monica's in Awesome Dawson, Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 5, or by appointment. Like me on Facebook and enjoy a dark chocolate sea salt caramel when you arrive.
Welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. The Eagles lead the Canby Lancers 43-32 here at halftime. Section 3A boys basketball play-in game in the north half. And pretty exciting first half. Some good plays. Nolan Smith caught fire for the Eagles. Peterson and Abrahamson doing well for Canby, and some really outstanding defensive plays as well. Let's go through the scoring for the Canby Lancers in the first half. Landon Thompson off the bench with 2 points. Matthew Zitzman with the bucket, and Casey Hoyland with 3 points. Your leading scorers for Canby, Will Abrahamson with 8, Chase Rangard with 9, and Owen Peterson with 9. That's your scoring there for Canby. For Lacapaw Valley, Thomas Emmis with 5 points, Aaron Bond with a bucket, Griffin Kranz with 3 points, all from the free throw line. Gavin Tassel with 4, and your leading scorers, Tanner Tilbury, with 12 points for Tanner. And Nolan Smith knocked down 3 threes in the first half and some buckets. He has 17 points to lead Lacapaw Valley. 43-32, 11-point lead for the Eagles. The other play-in game in Lakeview High School at halftime, it's Yellow Medicine East. This is a surprise. Yellow Medicine East leading Lakeview 37-20. Wow. Didn't see that one coming. Lakeview the 7th seed. Yellow Medicine East the 10th seed. And the Sting have a 17-point lead at halftime in Lakeview. The winner of that game will take on Dawson Boyd at 2:30 on Saturday in Montevideo. The winner of this game here, Lacapaw Valley and Canby, will take on the number one seeded Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays at 11 o'clock Saturday morning. The Blue Jays 25 wins and 1 loss on the season. The 12:30 game is the 4 and 5 seeds. Renville County West taking on McRae. And then, as I mentioned, Dawson Boyd will take on Lakeview or YME at 2:30. The last game of the day Saturday in Montevideo is Wabasso and Mineota. That's Super Saturday in Montevideo. Tomorrow night, I'll be in Granite Falls for the Section 3A North Girls Basketball Championship. Central Minnesota Christian Eagles taking on the McRae Wolverines. Let me tell you something. There's some basketball players on both those teams. I did their games the other night. Amazing talent. That is going to be one championship game tomorrow night. And you'll hear that game right here on Q92 at 7 o'clock from Yellow Medicine East High School. Congratulations to Team United wrestlers and Jordan DePesto from Canby. How about Jordan? He won his first match at heavyweight. Exciting win for DePesto. He'll wrestle tomorrow. And Eli Olson and Ben Gullickson for Team United won their first matches. Cam Sather wrestled a really tough kid. It was Tech Paul, but Cam stayed alive, and he will wrestle tomorrow as well. So all three Team United wrestlers will be wrestling. DePesta will be wrestling. I haven't got caught up on the Mineola Viking wrestlers yet, but the Mineola team, they placed fourth at state this afternoon. So a nice season for the Viking wrestling team there. That'll wrap things up here for Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Shop Monica's there on Chestnut Street. Easter's coming up. Every lady needs a new outfit, so shop Monica's there in Dawson. We'll take a couple-minute break. The Eagles lead 43-32 over the Lancers. Section 3A boys basketball. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
When in Ghent, stop by KB's Bar and Grill for some fantastic food. Lunch specials daily. And you gotta have the KB Burger, the best around. KB's Bar and Grill also has dinner specials and drink specials. The kitchen is open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9:30, and Friday and Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. So stop on down after the game. That's KB's Bar and Grill in Ghent. Gisselson Ace Hardware in Mineota is a fourth-generation hardware store. This store has seen a lot of items over the years, from international tractors and, of course, many hardware items. Men can shop for tools while women shop for gifts and decor and meet in the middle at the checkout counter. Now that is the way to shop. They're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, Saturday, 7:30 to 4. They are located right along Highway 68 in beautiful Mineota, Minnesota.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
See the Klein Insurance Agency located in the old National Bank building downtown Madison. Call them at 320-598-3979.
Time to head to NB Golf Cars in Hendricks, Minnesota. NB is your authorized club car distributor and one-stop shop for all your golf car needs. NB offers cars for the golf course, campground, and lake home or around the farm. NB has countless options for custom seats, wheels, and accessories specializing in rebuilt custom cars and new club car personal cars like the Onward. If you can imagine it, they can help you build it. They also offer rental cars for your special event and on-the-spot financing. Call 507-275-3564 or check them out on the web at nbgolfcars.com and like them on Facebook. Be sure to give them a call or make a visit to one of their three locations in Hendricks, Minnesota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Des Moines, Iowa.
Bellingham Farmers Elevator is a full-service cooperative with agronomy, grain, feed, and petroleum. Contact Bellingham Farmers Co-op at 320-568-2216 for more details about their feed mill in Bellingham. Ask about custom blends and delivery. Visit bellinghamfarmerscoop.com.
For all your building needs at your home-owned independent lumberyard, Sather Building Supply. They're located 236 North 3rd Street, just off of Highway 212 in Dawson. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Sather Building Supply. All your building needs. Located 236 North 3rd Street, Dawson, Minnesota. You can call 320-769-4481. That's 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, where they appreciate your business.
All right, welcome back to La Caprile Valley High School. The second half underway. Camby with possession, and they just threw the ball away. Eagles lead 43-32, an 11-point lead to start the second half. The winner moves on. The loser's done for the year. So a lot on the line, especially if you're a senior. But not many, very many. Here's Thomas Emmis for three to start the second half. Thomas Emmis drops a three. Nothing but net by Emmis. Lancers turn the ball over. Emmis picks the loose ball up. Thomas with the basketball in midcourt. To Smith, to Thomas Emmis. Griffin, Kranz, goes to the basket. Try to kiss it off the glass. There's Tilbury with the rebound. He missed the shot. Can be off and running with Zitzman. Zitzman goes up and scores, and he's fouled. Matthew Zitzman with a nice play for Canby, and he was fouled, and the basket counts. The foul was on Grant Bierke. And trying to make it a three-point play, Zitzman is. Free throw's on its way, and he banks it in. He called a bank shot there from the free throw line. Here's Bierke. Crossover dribble. Grant goes to the basket, and he throws it right to a Lancer. Throws it right into the hands of Will Abrahamson. Just underway here in the second half. 46-35 Eagles. Who wants a date with Central Minnesota Christian? Oh, Camby goes down low, and Owen Peterson scores. And Camby's going right to the basket. When they get the basketball, they're not messing around here to start the second half. Bierke with the second half. A short jumper, no good. Camby with the rebound. And Zitzman, oh, wide open underneath, and scoring is number four. Brandgard, and Coach Joe Voorhees is not happy. Wow. What a start for Camby in the second half. We'll take a commercial break. It's Eagles 46, Lancers 39.
Hi, this is Doug Breberg at Larson Tiling in Dawson. Here at Larson Tiling, we appreciate your business. We aren't looking to do all the tiling in the area, just the people that want a quality job well done and guaranteed. I'm not going to lie to you. You probably can find someone to do your tiling job cheaper. If that's all you're looking for is a cheap price, then go somewhere else. Or do you want a quality job with value? Or a system that'll last a lifetime? Someone that's going to be here for years to come. When you make important decisions in your life, you only look at the price? Probably not. You look for the best quality, the most value. So if you're just looking for a cheap tiling job, you'll get what you pay for. Then we are not your contract. Quality comes with a price. With that being said, we will give you the best price we can. Give us a call, 320-769-2500. 9-6. And remember, good days give you happiness, bad days give you experience. God bless the USA.
Paul Raymond here, and Lancers are on a 7-2 run to start the second half, and now the Eagles throw the ball away, another turnover, and it's all Camby Lancer here to start the second half. The Eagles had an 11-point lead at halftime, and it's cut to 7. Here's a three-pointer from the corner. Good by number 13, Owen Peterson. And he's got 14 points. And the lead is cut to 4. 46-42 Eagles. We got a ball game now on a 7-2 run. It was a 7-2 run for Camby. Thomas Emmett throws the ball in. Gets it into Tasto. Tasto drives baseline, goes to the basket, missed the shot, gets his own rebound, and he... Well, we got a foul on Rockefeller Valley. I'm not sure what that is. It's on Tasto. Ooh. So here comes the Lancers. How about this, folks? Lancers are down by 4. They have the ball. They were down by 11 at halftime. Abrahamson over to number 3, Hack. Here's a three-pointer by Peterson. He knocks another one down. A three-pointer by Peterson. Back-to-back threes by Owen Peterson. And it's 46-45. And a three-pointer by Nolan Smith. Nolan Smith with 20 points. Boy, the Eagles need that basket. Camby goes to the basket. No good. Rebounded by Tilbury. We're going to have a foul on Camby. 49-45 is your score. Wow. How can things change so fast in basketball, especially with the three-point shot. Peterson's knocked down half. Tilbury bounces the ball off the floor. Smith with it. Here's Tassel. Camby playing much, much more aggressive defense here in the second half. Tassel kicks it out in the corner. Here's Kranz for 3. Hits the side of the board. Thomas Emmons with a rebound. Put up. And, oh, he missed the shot.
Castro with the rebound. His shot won't go. He gets it again, and he shoots again. No good. Griffin Kranz, no good. Tammy picks it up. Fast break for the Lancers. And he's fouled. Nolan Smith. Wow. Nolan Smith with the foul. Hunter tackle over the free throw line. How many offensive rebounds was that for Lackawanna Valley? 4 or 5 for sure. And they couldn't put the ball in the hoop. Tack at the free throw line. 49-45. Tack's free throw is no good. Folks, we got a basketball game now. Everything on the line. You lose, you go home. Tack, second free throw for Candy. And it's nothing but net. I think that's his first points of the game. It is. Here's the Eagles. Nolan Smith for three. Hit the front of the rim. Follows his own shot. Gets his own rebound. Here's Thomas Emmis. Emmis. Down low, and the ball's loose. Picked up by the Lancers. Owen Peterson. Quick pass to Cash. He missed. Oh, it was a tough shot. Now they go down to Tilbury. Tilbury's going to go to the basket. Lays it up. He's fouled. And Tanner Tilbury will go to the free throw line for Lackawanna Valley. His team is leading by 3 points. 49-46. Folks, you got a lot of basketball left. Tammy came out of the locker room on fire. Here's a free throw for Tilbury, and it's good. Got 13 for Tilbury. Second free throw on its way, and that's good. 14 for Tilbury. Here we go. 51-46, Lackawanna Valley. Here's Abrahamson for three from the side. No good. Hit the rim. And what a play by Abrahamson. It looked like the ball was going to go out of bounds, and he just saved it and threw it into Tilbury. Went off Tilbury. So Camby gets the ball. Camby looking inbound it on the backcourt, and they get it in to Cat. Hunter Cat drives to the base. Lost the ball. Picked up by Tastel. Tastel across midcourt. Gavin to Kranz. Here's Smith for three, and that rolled off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Peterson. Peterson up to Cat. Cat drives baseline. Try to pass it in the corner to Abrahamson, and the Eagle got a hand on it and threw it out of bounds. Substitutes coming in. Hoyland and Housechild come in for Candy. 51-46. 12:53 to play in the game. Vaughn is going to come in for Lackawanna Valley. Thomas Emmis out. It's turned into a really good basketball game. You wouldn't guess these teams. Here's an inbound pass and a three-pointer by Peterson, no good. Rebounded by the Eagles. Griffin Grant. Tilbury. Bond for three. Oh, missed it off the rim. Rebounded there by Peterson. Peterson with the ball. Now it traveled. Yeah, you wouldn't guess by watching this game that Lackawanna Valley only has 3 wins on the season and the Lancers have 6. They're playing very well. Shooting the ball well, going to the basket, playing great defense. It's just an exciting game, playoff game. Like I said, section play, basketball games are way different than regular games for some reason. The feel is different. Here's Tilbury goes to the basket and rolls it off the rim, gets his own rebound, puts it back up and in. Tanner Tilbury with another bucket. 53-46. Abrahamson drops down low to Hoyland, and the Eagle knocked it out of bounds. So the Lancers get the basketball underneath their own basket. They fall wide open on the weak side. Hoyland couldn't catch the ball, and it goes out of bounds. Oh, my goodness. There was an easy basket for the Lancers, and they couldn't convert. 53-46 Eagles. 11:50 to go in the ball game. Griffin Kranz brings the ball up the floor. Griffin's just a ninth grader. Here's Vaughn, also a ninth grader. And he throws the ball away right into the hands of Abrahamson. Abrahamson's going in for an easy layup. He scores. 10 points for Abrahamson. 53-48. Vaughn bounces it to Smith. Smith drives baseline, puts it up. No good. Tilbury with the rebound. And put back for Tanner. 55-48. They go inside. Camby does. Picked off by the Eagles. Eagles basketball. Griffin Kranz over to Bond. In the corner to Smith. Smith wide open underneath. Scores underneath. Well, that was Tassel. Tassel, Gavin Tassel. What a play by Tassel. He drove the baseline, went underneath the basket, and laid it up blindly off the glass. And he was fouled by Owen Peterson of the Lancers. Big basket there. That might be the Wow Autowash play of the game. So far, anyway. Tassel trying to make it a three-point play, and his free throw is missed. No good, but Smith with the rebound. He puts it up, won't go. Tilbury again. His shot won't go. How many offensive rebounds have the Eagles had tonight? And they could not convert it. So Tassel was fouled by Camby's house child. And Tanner Tilbury, number 10, 6'4", 10th grader, at the line for Lacapal Valley. 57-48. He's going to try to make it a 10-point lead. He can't. He hit the front of the rim. No good. Second free throw coming here to Tilbury. Trying to tie a 10-point lead. Free throws up and nothing but net. So a 10-point lead, 58-48. Lacapal Valley with 10:50 to play. Camby. They had a lot of mojo to start the second half. And there goes, oh, nice play by Abrahamson. He goes in for the layup and scores in a quick timeout by Camby's coach, Ryan Lollum. 8-point lead for the Eagles. 10:42 to play in the ballgame. We'll take a commercial break. We'll be back with more Section 3A basketball playoffs right after this.
Pick up some of your favorite Dairy Queen treats at the Dawson Dairy Queen, like chicken strip basket, about the $7 meal deals, cones, sundaes, royal treats. Are you celebrating a birthday? Pick up a DQ birthday cake. Happiness however you want it. Dawson Dairy Queen is open 10:30 to 10 every day.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
We're back, or I'm back. Paul Ramo back here at Lacapal Valley High School on this Thursday night, opening round of section boys basketball. We got a dandy, folks. It's an 8-point lead for Lacapal Valley. 58-50. Timeout's over. By Camby's head coach, Ryan Lawler. The winner of this game will play in Montevideo Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. First game of four in Montevideo. Eagles will bring the ball the full length of the court here. Bond, Grant Bjerke back in, Tasto, Tilbury, and Smith on the floor for the Eagles. And Bond throws the ball away. Picked off there by Hunter Tack. Back on the right wing. Looking for somebody to pass to. Now gets it to Abrahamson. Grant Bjerke swatted the ball away, and then we have a foul. Might be on Tassel. And that was a shooting foul. Going to go free throw line, shoot free throws. Ooh. Well, Camby's going to shoot some free throws here. Housechild at the line. And it's no good. Score remains an 8-point lead for the Eagles. 58-50. Bond comes out. Thomas Emmons back in. Second free throw here for Lane Housechild. Up and good.
That's the first point for Lane in the ball game. Eagles with the ball. Tilbury attacks the basket, and it won't go, and he's fouled. Boy, I have a lot of fouls in the ball game here. And Tanner Tilbury will go back to the free throw line. For Lacapau Valley, they have a 7-point lead. Free throw up, and nothing but net there for Tilbury. Second free throw coming to Tanner. That's on its way, and that's nothing but net. 10, coming up on 10 minutes to go in the ball game, and the Eagles have a 9-point lead, 60-51. Rangard with the ball at the top of the key. Emerson stole the ball. Ball's loose. Camby picks it up. Here's Williamson. Oh, nice pass down low. And basket is good. Thomas Emmons with the foul. That basket by Housechild. Nice pass out front. I think that was, who did I say that was? Rangard or Abrahamson? Tassel's going to come out of the game. Griffin crams back in. At the free throw line for Camby. Lane Housechild, the 5'11 sophomore. Free throw's on its way. It's no good. Rebounded there by Tilbury. Over to Nolan Smith. Smith across midcourt to Tilbury. Tilbury kicks it in the corner. Grant Bierke for three. That rolls around the rim. No good. Rebounded by Camby. Here come the Lancers down by seven. Williamson. Oh, here's a long three-pointer by Hunter Pack. That was from NBA range there. It's no good. Eagles pick the loose ball up. And they try to go down low, and now they throw the ball out of bounds. Turnover there by the Eagles. 60-53, Lacapau Valley. 9:18 to play in the ball game. The 7-point lead for Lacapau Valley. Camby with the ball. Whose season's going to continue? Who wants to play in Montevideo? Here's a three-pointer by Peterson off the back rim. No good. Another rebound by Tilbury. And here comes Lacapau Valley. Emmons. Smith puts up a three. Hit the rim. No good. Rebounded there by Rangard. Rangard. Or this is Abrahamson will bring your ball across midcourt. Driving to the baseline, what a play. Owen Peterson, 19 points for Peterson. Boy, when he decides to go to the basket, look out. Grant, free throw. Nope, pulls it back out. There's Grant. Grant from the free throw line, shot up and good. There's Grant Bierke. Grant Bierke with his first basket. 62-55 Eagles. Camby with the possession. Here's Abrahamson. Clock running. 8 minutes exactly. 8 minutes right now. Here's a long three-pointer. Nothing but net by Owen Peterson. He's catching fire, folks. 21 points for Peterson. 62-58 is the score. It's a 4-point lead. Tilbury underneath, and there's Tilbury again. Man, he's strong underneath the basket. He's 6'4". He's just a 10th grader. A good basketball player. Tilbury got a hand on it. Oh, it's Griffin Kranz with the steal. Thomas Emmons with the ball. Over to Tilbury. Tilbury lobs it to Grant Bierke for three. That's way short. Tilbury there for the rebound. He missed it. Rebounded there by Rangard. Good opportunity for the Eagles. They couldn't convert. 64-58 is your score. The Eagles lead the Camby Lancers here in section basketball. Driving the baseline, Camby's Will Abrahamson. He's fouled by Tilbury. And Abrahamson goes to the line. Third personal foul on Tilbury. Free throws up and no good. Substitutes come in. Landon Thompson in for Canby. Nolan Smith coming out. Tastel back in.
second free throw coming here. Someone's season is going to end tonight. Free throw is good by Rangard. Chase Rangard with 13 points. Here's Bjerke. It's 64-59. Castro in the corner for three. Hit the rim, and it doesn't go in. Tilbury with the rebound and put back. Wow. 25 points for Tanner Tilbury. He is grabbing some rebounds here in the second half. He's double figures in rebounds, I'm sure. 66-59, Lancers. Tack bounces in, knocked away. Ball's on the floor. We got a travel call on Owen Peterson. Well, our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. 66-59, 7-point lead for La Capal Valley. Here's Thomas Emmis running the offense now for La Capal Valley. He brings the ball and he throws it away. He tried to pass it to Tasso, and Abramson steals it. And now Abramson throws it off the leg of Thomas Emmis. Goes out of bounds. Camby keeps possession. They'll throw the ball in underneath their own basket. Every possession now, as the clock winds down, every possession is important, and Camby throws the ball away. Turnover Lancers. Timeout by Coach Joe Voorhees. We'll take a couple-minute break. It's a full timeout. 66-59 Eagles. We'll be back after this.
If you are looking for clean, sanitary, portable restroom facilities in southwest Minnesota, look no further than CleanSite LLC Montevideo. CleanSite offers a full line of mobile and portable restrooms, from basic one-stall units to mobile trailers with multiple facilities. Whatever your needs are, CleanSite has the perfect solution. If you have large events like corporate events, family reunions, weddings, CleanSite is there for you. Call Dustin at 320-894-7160 today. That's CleanSite Portable Restrooms in Montevideo. Check out their website at CleanSiteLLC.com. Heather Floral and Greenhouse proudly serves Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison areas. We are committed to offering only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is friendly and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our professional staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That is why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Let Heather Floral and Greenhouse be your first choice for flowers. That's Heather Floral and Greenhouse in Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison.
All right, 66-59, La Capal Valley leading the Camby Lancers here in the Section 3A Boys Basketball Playoff game. It's a good one, folks. Here's a baseline shot, and it goes in for Tasso. Bounce back and forth, and it went in. 68-59, La Capal Valley. The winner plays Saturday in Montevideo. Camby goes down low, scoring is Owen Peterson again. 23 points for Peterson. That was Abramson with a nice pass to Peterson. Now the Eagles turn the ball over. Here come the Lancers. They're down by seven. Quick pass up, and they throw it away. And the Eagles will get the basketball with 5 minutes and 16 seconds to go in this section basketball game. Down to Tilbury. He's on fire. Tanner scores again. I'm running out of room in my scorebook for Tanner Tilbury. Twenty-seven points for Tilbury. 70-61. Here's a three-pointer by Peterson in the corner. No good. Eagles pick up the rebound. Kranz down to Tasso, and it's thrown away, and Hoyland picks up the loose ball for Camby. Thompson bounces it in, and they throw it over and back. It'll be Eagle ball. And Coach Lalum is unhappy. He wants another timeout. Timeout on the floor again, 4:35 to play. 70-61 Eagles. We'll be back. You're listening to Eagle and Lancer basketball right here on Q92.
Lean Lumber in Boyd and Madison provide a variety of different types of wood to cover every part of your new construction project or renovation. Whether it's for flooring, doors, windows, or shingles, Lean Lumber has it all. And they deliver. Call or visit their Madison shop today to get what you need. 320-698-7151. They are located right along Highway 40 in Madison. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. Saturdays from 8 till noon. Lean Lumber, Boyd, and Madison.
Paul Ramo back here at Lacapal Valley High School on this Thursday evening. Playoff basketball. A lot of fun. Timeout's over by Canby. Eagles have a 70-61 lead with just 4 minutes 25 seconds to go. Now we got a jump ball underneath the Eagle basket, and possession belongs with the Lancer. It's a 9-point lead. Oh, the Eagles are going to get the ball. The Eagles get the ball, and the Eagles throw it away. And here's Owen Peterson with an easy layup. He only had 9 points in the first half. He's got 26 altogether right now. Wow. What a second half for Owen Peterson, keeping his team in the game. 70-63. Emmis with a shot from the baseline. No good. Tilbury with the rebound. Back out to Tastel, 3. That's no good. Emmis with the rebound. Puts it up and in. What a play by Thomas Emmis. 10 points for Emmis. 3:47 to go, folks. 72-63, Lacapal Valley. Abrahamson, though, nice pass down low, and they score number 5. Abrahamson with a beautiful assist there to Housechild. 72-65. Eagles with the ball, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be underneath their own basket. Time is running down here, folks. We got a close one. Eagles inbound to Grant Bjerke, looking to get it in play. Nobody's moving, and Grant gets it into Emmis. Thomas to Tasto in the paint. Back out to Smith. Smith to Tilbury. Tilbury goes to the basket. He shoots, and he's fouled. And Tanner Tilbury goes to the free throw line. Stopping the clock with 3 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the game. Tomorrow night, I'll be in Granite Falls for the Section 3A North Girls Basketball Championship. And it's going to be a doozy. It's going to be a dandy. I promise you. Free throws up and no good by Tilbury. Central Minnesota Christian taking on McCray. Some of the best ball players in the state are on both those teams. Second free throw coming from Tilbury. On its way, and it's off the iron, no good. Rebounded by Canby. Canby, every possession now, they almost have to score, coming down the court here offensively with 3 minutes to go in the game. And they do. Wow, another nice assist to Housechild. Housechild just sitting down there by himself under the basket. And it's 72-67. The Canby fans starting to make some noise now. Here's Smith for 3, and they don't get it. And the Canby Lancers have the ball. They're down by 5. Here we go. Abrahamson. Eagles. Now Abrahamson goes down low. He gets lost the ball, and he puts it up and in. Oh, that was Owen Peterson, excuse me. And it's 72-69. 72-69, Lacapal Valley. Lancers steal the ball. Here comes Canby with the ball. Big possession here with 2:12 to play. And the ball's loose, and we got a jump ball. We got a jump ball, possession with Canby. It's a 3-point lead for Lacapal Valley, folks. 3-point lead. Now the referee's calling an official timeout here.
wipe up some perspiration on the gym floor with a towel. Wow. What a job by Owen Peterson. My goodness. He's willing his team to mount a video on Saturday. All right. Camby inbounds the ball. Tack with the ball. Dribbles out. Coming up on 2 minutes. 2 minutes. 2 minutes right now left in the game. It's a three-point lead. A three-pointer will tie it up. Tack goes down. He traveled. The basket counted. The basket went in, but he traveled. A traveling call on Hunter Tack. And they made a nice underhanded layup, but got called for the walk. Here's Nolan Smith. Now, this is a big possession for the Eagles offensively. They lead by 3 points, 72-69, and Griffin Kranz lost the handle on the ball, and it goes out of bounds. And now Camby with the ball, a chance to tie it with a three-pointer. 1:37 to play. Owen Peterson over to Housechild. Quick pass underneath, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Eagle ball. Housechild is trying to get Zitzman underneath the basket. He threw it too hard. Zitzman wasn't even ready for the ball. So now Tasto will inbound the ball. Looks like a little full court pressure here by Camby. A minute 29 to play. 72-69. Folks, the big next basket is huge. Here's Tasto. Short jumper. No good. Rebounded by Camby. Here come the Lancers. Will Abrahamson with the ball down the right side. A minute 15 to play. Lancers down by three. Here's a three-pointer to tie. No, it won't go. Rebounded by Lacapal Valley. 1 minute to go. 1 minute right now. Thomas Samus with the ball, and the Eagles have a three-point lead. Over to Tilbury. Tilbury in the paint to Tasto. Emmis for three. No, it won't go. Rebounded by the Lancers. 45 seconds to go in the game. Here come the Lancers. A three-pointer will tie it. Here's Abrahamson for three in the tie. No. Vaughn with the rebound. He's fouled with 33 seconds to go in the game. Abrahamson had a good look in the corner for a three, and that would have tied it. It just glanced off the rim. Aaron Vaughn picked up the rebound, and he tried to throw it up the court, but he was fouled. So Aaron, a ninth grader, will go to the free throw line with 33 seconds to play. These are huge free throws for a ninth grader. Playoff implications here. Win, you go to Montevideo. Here's the free throw, and it rattles in and out. No good. Abrahamson with the ball. He's double-teamed. Then we got a timeout on the floor by Camby. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. We don't want to miss anything. There's 30 seconds to play in this basketball game. It's 72-69, Lacapal Valley. Now, Camby will have the basketball off the timeout with 30 seconds to go. You don't need a three-pointer right now with 30 seconds, but three-pointer will tie it. Boy, the Eagles had some opportunities there. They could at the free throw line especially. Boy, this is turning into a last possession game here, it looks like. Camby coming back on the floor. They're down by three. The loser's done for the season. That's what's on the line in this game, folks. You lose, you're not playing any more basketball. You win, you'll play in Montevideo at 11 o'clock against the number one seed on Saturday. All right, Cammy's going to get the ball at midcourt. They're down by three. 30 seconds on the clock. They get it in to Peterson. Watch him. He'll probably get the ball, him or Abrahamson. Clock running, 24 seconds. And stolen by Thomas Emmis! And a foul or a timeout, but the Eagles are going to get the ball with 19 seconds to go. Oop, it was a foul on Camby. Thomas Emmis is going to the free throw line. His free throws will make it a two-possession game. Here we go. Big free throws for Thomas Emmis, the junior. He's got the basketball. Jim gets quiet.
And it's on its way, and it is no good. Tilbury with the rebound, and he scores! Tilbury with the rebound. 10 seconds to go in the game. Three-pointer on its way. No good. 6 seconds. Eagles have the ball. They're going to win it. 74-69. Lac-Qui-Parle Valley ends the Canby Lancer season. What a rebound by Tanner Tilbury off the missed free throw from Emmis. Canby would have got the ball. They had a shot at tying it up with a three-pointer at the end of the game there, but Tilbury muscled his way to the basket, got the ball, and put it up and in. 74-69. We'll take a couple-minute break, come back, and wrap things up here in the Neon Needles post-game show.
Prins Bank of Prinsburg, established in 1916 to serve the needs of our local communities. We offer a variety of banking products and services. Prins Bank strives to make our customers' banking experiences easy and pleasant. Our friendly and experienced staff is highly committed to service and customer satisfaction. Our goal at Prins Bank is to combine friendly, hometown banking with a wide array of products and services to satisfy our customers' needs. Prins Bank, located in Prinsburg. Check us out on the web at www.prinsbank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill in Dawson is proud to be a local consumer of locally produced corn and soy meal. You can call Dan Struxness at 320-769-4851 for information on feed. And Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill is happy to support local high school sports here on Q92. And good luck to all area teams and athletes. Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill in Dawson.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the MSHSL and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could sell grain from your office, from your tractor, from the local coffee shop? What if you're on vacation, the market runs, and you want to sell? With CargillAg.com, you can. Anytime you have internet access, you can sell your grain to Cargill. By signing up for a free account through your farm marketer or sales support rep, you can manage all of your Cargill activity, including tracking all of your grain contracts, scale tickets, and more. You can also sign documents with the Cargill e-signature. Sell grain and check the latest futures prices. Contact your local Cargill representative or visit CargillAg.com.
Friday nights, early mornings, long practices, and big dreams. At United Prairie Bank, we're proud to support the high school athletes who give it their all. On the field, on the court, and in the classroom. Because when our students win, our whole community wins. From sponsoring local teams to investing in their future, United Prairie Bank is here to cheer them on today and tomorrow. United Prairie Bank, banking on our hometown champions. Member FDIC.
Team, what does that mean to you? Is it sports? Is it academics? At Universal Forest Products in Minnesota.
I'm sure you heard our UFP ad at the Minnesota Sports Games, because just like a team utilizes the talents of all its players, at UFP we do the same. Everyone has a special position and is needed to make our business run smoothly, and we are looking for new team members. With UFP, we offer competitive pay, weekly bonuses, benefits, paid holidays, vacation, and more. Join our team, join our family.
Hendricks Farmers Lumber Company is the answer to your building needs. They have the exact building to meet your farm needs, from machinery to livestock buildings. Their competent staff will help you design a building to perfectly suit your farm operation. Ask them about vinyl siding or steel siding and never worry about painting again. They also carry cattle gates, hog panels, also Sioux water tanks. And check with them for everything you need on the farm. It doesn't matter what time of the year it is. They're always here to help you with your farming operation. Hendricks Farmers Lumber Company for all your building needs. Call 507-275-3359.
Purus in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Purus offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Purus team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Purus and apply online at purusfoods.com. Purus, safe people, safe food.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacaparral Valley sports and activities.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. The Eagles win it 74-69. And with me is our Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game, Tanner Tilbury. That was one heck of a rebound there at the end of the game,
yeah.
Tanner. You needed
sure.
that.
Yeah, especially that back at the end. That definitely sealed it.
Yeah, otherwise if Cammy had a head shot, they could tie it up with a three.
Definitely.
What did Coach Joe Voorhees just tell you guys in the locker room?
Played against Central on Saturday. We played a good game. We just need to limit turnovers.
Yep. Talk about this game tonight here. Look, about the same as you played him the first time, do you remember?
What did you say?
The first time you played Camby, was about the same kind of game?
The first time I played Camby, I think we were up about double digit at half.
Yeah, 77-68 back on January 15th. But yeah. Talk about the game here tonight.
Okay. It was close. We started out hot. Nolan started out hot with those couple three-pointers.
Yeah, he had 17 points in the first half.
A heck of a half. And that second, right out the heck gate, we lost it, but we came right back.
Okay. And you must have double digits in rebounds. I don't keep track of rebounds, but, man, you were just dominating there.
Yeah, that was a fun game.
Yeah. How many offensive rebounds did you guys get and miss?
Oh, that one possession?
Yeah,
I bet that was 5 points, rebounds. Oh, my God.
It was. Well, the scoreboard had you for 27 points. I had you for 29. So which one do you want to take?
I don't know, I think the 29.
There you go. Okay. You have to talk to Bart Hill about that. So.
Yeah,
I had you for 29, and Bart had you for 27.
All right.
But we'll go with 29.
I like that.
All right, you're our Neon Needles Subway Player Game. Grab a T-shirt there. Just hold it up there and snap pictures. Are you excited to play in Montevideo? That was your goal, to play in Montevideo Saturday, right?
Definitely.
Just jerk down a little bit so you can see the ballot. There, you ready? We're taking pictures for social media. There we go. So, Saturday, 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
You ready to play basketball in the morning?
Yeah. Well, that atmosphere there, it'll wake you up.
Yeah. Blue Jays are a pretty good team,
aren't
they?
They're pretty solid, yeah. They can run.
All right. But they got a couple of their big players out, I heard, huh?
Tejas, ACL or something, and then Asaki, same thing.
Yeah.
So
good time to play them and continue on here.
Yeah.
You're having a fantastic season. You guys having fun?
Yeah, heck yeah.
All right. If you see Coach Voorhees, tell him to come up here, okay?
Right, will do.
Let you take pictures there.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
All right. Thank you. Tanner Tilbury, our Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game. And I got him for 29 points, and he definitely had over 10 rebounds in the game. Let's go through the scoring here. First for Camby, Will Abrahamson had 12 points. Casey Hoyland with three. Hunter Kack with a free throw. Chase Rangard had 13 points. Matthew Zitzman with 5. Lane Housechild with 7. Landon Thubson with 2. And your leading scorer, and what a second half for Camby's Owen Peterson. He had 28 points. He had 9 points in the first half. He had 3 three-pointers there in the second half. Camby went on a run out of the locker room. Had a 7-2 run. Coach Voorhees called a timeout. And it was close the rest of the way. For Lacaparral Valley, we got Grant Bierke with a bucket. Gavin Tasto with 8 points. Got Nolan Smith with 20. Nolan had 17 in the first half. Griffin Kranz with 3 points, all from the free throw line in the first half. Aaron Bond had a bucket. Thomas Emmis had 10 points. And your leading scorer, as we just mentioned, Tanner Tilbury. Yep, Joel. Yep, Tanner Tilbury. Well, like I said, I got him for 29 points. The scoreboard had him for 27, but I'm going with 29. I'm usually right. 74-69, the Eagles win. Wow, Ottawa's play of the game. I had Tasto's reverse layup, but I'm scratching that one because Tilbury's rebound there with about 7 seconds to go in the game off the missed free throw was off the missed Lacapau Valley free throw, and Tanner's rebound was, that was the difference. He put it up, the ball bounced back and forth, and then it slowly went in the basket. And so that's our WOW Ottawa play of the game. Tanner Tilbury's rebound off the missed free throw at the end of the game. So, Lacapau Valley will play Central Minnesota Christian Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. And we have an upset. We have an upset in the other bracket. Yellow Medicine East. Let's see. Let me make sure this is right before I say it. Yep. Yellow Medicine East. Yellow Medicine East is the 10th seed. They're the 10th seed. Lakeview is the 7th seed. And the Sting beat Lakeview tonight 55-52 in Lakeview.
Oh, wow.
So a bit of an upset there. And so Joel Voorhees joins me, head coach of the Eagles. Well, that was fun.
Oh, exciting. Just a rocking atmosphere in here tonight.
Now, I say this all every year about when section basketball playoffs begin, it's a different feeling in the gym than a regular season game.
Exactly. It gets your heart pumping a little bit more, gets you more excited for basketball, but what a game. What a game.
Yep. I just talked to Tanner Tilbury, named the player of the game. I got him for 29, but the scoreboard had him for 27. But how about Nolan Smith?
Oh, he came out hot.
In the first half, Nolan with 17. Nolan with 17 points. In the first half, he ended with 20. Talk about that.
Nolan, we told him going into it, if you're feeling it, take your shots. We're totally confident with what looks you have. And
yep.
Good for him, starting off the game with a huge three. And that was momentum. That got our guys pumped up. But, yeah, Nolan, senior leader, captain, great game. Probably sat just a little bit to get his breath, but majority of the game he played.
Okay, the score at halftime was 43-32. And Camby came out of the locker room, hit a couple threes. I think they went on a 7-2 run or a 9-2 run. You call the timeout.
Do
you remember that?
Yep, we needed to get our focus back. It started out with a turnover on our end, but they came out with a turnover switching screens. But they managed it in the end. Thomas Emmis had a huge steal. And that was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back there.
I was bragging on Thomas all night. He ends up with 10 points, but, man, he was all over the floor stealing balls and getting after it. He's a good ball player, isn't
he? Yes, fast.
Talk about some of the other players. Let's talk about Tilbury. What a game he had.
So proud of Tanner out there. Didn't have the greatest game, but he stuck in there. He missed quite a few little bunnies, but he stuck in there and got offensive rebounds. Still went, where did he go, 7-for-10 from free throw?
Yep.
So it goes to show you that he's getting to the rack. He's accepting the double, triple team and sticking with it. I just told him that he didn't have the greatest game, but he still was a major contributor in this win.
Yeah. I like your young freshmen you put on the floor. They're pretty impressive for ninth graders.
Griffin and Aaron, this is their time to learn. And they have knack for the game.
Yep.
They have IQ. It's only going to help them going into next year.
Yep. Okay, well, you got a playoff win. That's put the big smile on your face,
yep.
Isn't it, Joel?
Yes, just
You get to play in Montevideo on Saturday.
Super Saturday, here we come.
Okay, tell us about Central Minnesota Christian.
Well, Central's going to be a tough opponent. I just told those guys, we're not thinking about Central right now. We're
enjoying this.
We're enjoying this. We're taking this all in.
Yep,
and then we'll game plan for Central tomorrow, but it's going to be a hard one. There's nothing to say that upsets can't happen.
That's right. So 11 o'clock, I'll be there in Montevideo, the Blue Jays and the Eagles, 11 o'clock tip-off. There'll be four games. If you're a basketball junkie, you get one. You can play one admission price. You get to watch four outstanding games, right?
Yep, that's right.
So you looking forward to it, Joel?
I am beyond thrilled to get to Saturday.
Okay.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you on the coach's show. We'll probably have to, we'll see. Maybe record the night before.
Go Eagles. Nice victory for the guys.
All right. Thanks a lot, Joel, for taking time.
Thank you, Paul, for having me.
Yep. Joel Voorhees, head coach of the Lacapaw Valley Eagles. I'll take your headset.
Okay.
So, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And let's just review here quick. Tomorrow night I'll be in Granite Falls, Section 3A Girls North Championship. Central Minnesota Christian taking on the McRae Wolverines at the 7 o'clock tip-off tomorrow night. And more section basketball here on Q92. And, of course, Saturday we'll have two games for you. 11 o'clock, Lacapaw Valley and Central Minnesota Christian. 2:30. It's going to be Dawson Boyd and Yellow Medicine East. They upset Lakeview tonight, 55-52. And with that, I want to thank everybody for listening. Thanks to Phil back at the studio. Thanks to our fine sponsors, Section Sports sponsors. Appreciate that. And the Eagles win it tonight over Canby, 74-69. I should give a shout-out to the Canby seniors playing their last game, Casey Hoyland and Carter Potts, two seniors on the team. Coach Lalum has everybody back for next year. They finished the season 6 wins and 18 losses. So they'll be back next year with a lot of players with varsity experience. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow night from Granite Falls.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Section Sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area businesses, including American Surplus in Montevideo, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Dawson Truck Parts, Dawson Tire Company, Olson Dray Service, Ludvigson Tiling, Tofty Auto and Sales, Gruel Electric, Cliff Wiesman Incorporated, Independent Oil Company in Canby, Kettit's Chiropractic Center, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Front Tossel Seeds, Pete's Electric Motor, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Ag Plus Cooperative, Appleton Dental Clinic, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, House of Spirits in Appleton, Section Sports brought to you by Leary's Refrigeration and Heating, Minneota Building Center, Madison Healthcare Services, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Greater Community Credit Union, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, CCM Health in Montevideo, KB's Bar and Grill, Gislason's Hardware, Klein Insurance, NB Golf Cars, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Sather Building Supplies, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Section Sports brought to you by the Dawson Dairy Queen, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Jim's Market, Heather Nursery, Lean Lumber, Prince Bank, Jenny O Turkey Store, Cargill, United Prairie Bank, UFP Minneota, our premier sponsor, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Purus, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Section Sports brought to you by Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, The Strand Agency, Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated, Hoover Law Office in Dawson, Haugen Insurance Agency, Haas Seeds, B. Johnson Electric, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Canby Farmers Grain, Edward Jones & Company, Chris Budzinski for House, Countryside Auto, Farmers Union Oil Company. Section Sports brought to you by Hilltop Bar & Grill in Dawson, First Security Bank of Canby, Appleton Area Health, Wow Auto Wash, The Dryer Doctors, Tenson Marine, City Hall Bar & Grill, Culligan, Volkslager Concrete, Warren Triggestead Seeds, Jim's Clothing & Sporting Goods, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Doug Service and Marine, Miller Services Incorporated, Ryan Smith Seeds, Woodstock Telephone Company. Section Sports brought to you by Johnson Memorial Health Services, Prairie Sun Bank, State Bank of Taunton, B&B Electrical Contractors, Erickson Chevrolet and Dawson, Myers Electric and Infrared, Larson Brothers Concrete, Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP, Madison Bottling Company, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Canby Meat Center, and Hometown Kitchen and Bath. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage on Q92.